comes McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Who've been on both sides of this Battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So we know we need to be better.
Welcome inside the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, April 28th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. It's game day, baby.
Game on.
As the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Winnipeg Jets in the final game of the season between these two teams. Today, we will hear from Dominic Cahoon in the second segment. We'll get to some news from around the NHL. Dave Tippett in the third with Hernan's hot tip prediction. All that fun stuff. We'll also get into an epic fail by TNT, which is absolutely hilarious. And have you thought of your panel yet? Have you? Who are your four? I want to know. Remember, hit me up all week long on that. But before we'll tee up tonight's game between the Edmonton Oilers, who are second in the North Division at 28-16 and 258 points, and the Winnipeg Jets third in the North Division, 27-18 and 3 at 57 points. The Oilers have two games in hand on the Jets, which is good. The Oilers lead the season series 6-2, which is pretty damn impressive, and it is the final game between these two teams tonight, and it's very likely this is going to be your first round matchup, so this is not the last you'll see of the Winnipeg Jets. Let's get right to it. According to both coaches, no lineup changes for either team. The Edmonton Oilers will go with Cahoon, McDavid, and Jesse Puljujarvi. The dry line sticks together. McLeod between Devin Shore and Josh Archibald, and your vet line, Haas, with Chiasson and Neal. D pairings, Darnell Nurse, Tyson Barrie. Kulikov with Adam Larson and the two young guys, Ethan Bear with Caleb Jones. For your Winnipeg Jets, Andrew Kopp with Mark Scheifele and Mason Appleton. And then your second line will be Pierre, Luc Dubois, Blake Wheeler, Kyle Connor. Your third line will be Christian Vesalainen, Paul Stastny, and Matthew Perreault. And your fourth line will be Jansen Harkins with Nate Thompson and Trevor Lewis. Defensively, Tucker Poolman with Josh Morrissey, Derek Forbort with Neil Pionk, and Dylan DeMello with Jordy Benn. Your starting goalies for this evening, Mike Smith gets the call once again. His record on the season is 17-5-2, 2.32 goals against, 923 save percentage. And he's 4-0 versus New York Jets, against the Winnipeg Jets. So the right call, in my opinion. Mike Smith going again. You're going to see Koskinen tomorrow. For the Winnipeg Jets, Connor Hellebuck, 21-14-3, 270 goals against average, and a 913 save percentage. He's 2-4 versus the Edmonton Oilers. You're going to know he's going to want definitely a bounce back game after getting the hook on Monday's game after 40 minutes. Head to head, McDavid, 19 points in 8 games, which is unreal. McDavid with 11 in the 8 games, and Nurse with 9 to go in those 8 games. Those are your top 3 for the Winnipeg Jets. The guy that's kind of taken it to the Oilers is out for the regular season. Ehlers had 8 points in 7 games. Scheifele just behind him at 7 points in 8 games, and Andrew Kopp at 6 points in 8 games. Those are your head-to-head stats. Mike Smith versus Connor Hellebuck, the same goaltenders you saw on Monday, will do battle once again. Are you a little surprised Winnipeg's not making any lineup changes tonight? I don't know. I was kind of seeing their media tweet that out and seeing kind of the Twitter, the Winnipeg Twitter fans, they're not happy with it, and we'll see. I mean, they're going to come out feisty. I think it's going to be another tight. Well, I shouldn't say another. It's going to be a tight checking game compared to Monday. That's what I'm predicting. I'll give you my score in the third segment, but I think this game is going to be a lot closer than what we saw on Monday. That whole team, they were embarrassed. They weren't happy. You heard it in the presser on Monday night. So it's going to be another one, another fun one down there in Winnipeg. So no lineup changes for either team. Ryan McLeod will play in his second game. See what he does. He was pretty good in his first one, and we'll get another look look at Dmitry Kulikov and Dominic Cahoon. With that line, hey, they were all plus four. They scored four goals on that. He had four goals on the night. He had the one assist. He had three shots on net, and he was pretty active. So if you can find some chemistry with Jesse Puljujarvi and Connor McDavid, that's going to bode well for the Oilers, because then you have that dry line intact. And then, like I said yesterday, I'm really excited to continue to see this McLeod, Shore, and Archibald line. So yeah, it's going to be definitely interesting to track and see if McLeod can kind of stick. And he's got the NHL speed to stick around, and we'll see what happens tonight for the young man in his second game. This one's going to be a quick podcast. Got a bunch of things to do, run some errands. We'll tee up this game. We'll continue to tee up this game. We got Dominic Cahoon coming up and more fun stuff here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Hey, and make sure to check out Locker Room. You want a live audio-only sports talk platform? You want to talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time? Locker Room is a free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to all the breaking news. Make sure to come with your spiciest takes. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, just ahead of Dominic Cahoon as he met with the media earlier today. But like, we got to get this TNT stuff. It was pretty funny last night on the NBA on TNT. They're kind of talking about the deal and how the NHL is coming to the network. And then they threw up a graphic. On one side, it said three Stanley Cup finals on TNT, rights to every Winter Classic. And then on the picture beside it, they had Alex Ovechkin and Andrew Ferris. Oh man, this is just outstanding. I mean, Andrew Ferris hasn't been in the league for how long? He's not even close to a star when he was playing, and it's in the Edmonton Oilers uniform, and he's the captain, which is even more hysterical there. But yeah, what a fail. I mean, like, how does no one know that? Like, come on, like, do a little bit of homework. Yeah, Ovechkin, you know his name. He's one of the stars. He's been a star in the league for so many years. But to throw Andrew Ferris up there, it's like they just found the hockey picture and said, yeah, let's put this one up there. Maybe they thought he was Conn. Oh man, this is just too funny. But yeah, what a fail by TNT. I'm sure they're taking a lot of heat, and whoever came up with that graphic, they're having a good time with him and just taking some jabs at him, because that is too funny and a little bit embarrassing, let's be honest here. Quickly, some news from today. This one from the Montreal Canadiens. This is forward Jonathan Drouin will take an indefinite leave of absence from the team for personal reasons. I know he only has the 2 goals. He's got a ton of assists, and we talked to some Montreal media over the past few weeks here, and saying that he's Mr. Button Hook, and the fans are not happy with him. So who knows? I mean, there's a lot of speculation out there why he left. No one really knows outside of him and the team. So I'm not going to speculate. Whatever it is, they asked for privacy, and let's just hope Jonathan Drouin is doing well, and he can come back and healthier and better than ever, whether it's mind or body. But we don't know, so let's not speculate. But he will be taking an indefinite leave of absence from the team. And then Hockey Canada named Gerard Gallant head coach for next month's 2021 double IHF World Championship. So Mr. Gallant finds himself behind the bench. I like that hire. It's a good one. And it'll be interesting to see who's going to all join that team. We're still in the pandemic, still dealing with it, fighting it. So definitely interesting. The Oilers, Winnipeg, 7 o'clock puck drop. The other game in the North Division. Well, there's two. Sorry. Ottawa hosts the Vancouver Canucks. Note the start time here in Edmonton, 3:30. And then it's Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Montreal Canadiens at 6 o'clock Edmonton time. And there's four other games down in the U.S., but the big ones are here in the North Division. So three games: Vancouver, Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, and Edmonton, Winnipeg. Let's get to Dominic Cahoon, who played his first game on the top line on Monday. He was pretty good. No complaints on my end. He can continue that. We'll wait and see. The production hasn't been there so far this season. He's played a ton, an absolute ton, with Leon Draisaitl and Kalari Yamamoto. So hopefully he can find more production on that top line. But the first game was a good impression. Can he keep that going? Here is the other German on the team, Dominic Cahoon.
Dominic, how did you think it went the other night playing with Connor?
Yeah, I think it was good. We had a good game, obviously. Connor had a hat trick, one assist. Our line scored four goals. So I think we did well, lots of offense. And yeah, it was definitely fun to play.
Leon Draisaitl broke the all-time German scoring record in the NHL. You see anybody catching him here in the next little while?
Oh, not in the next another while, but no, it's unbelievable what he did and what he's doing right now. And it's also big for German hockey, you know, that he's doing stuff like this here. It makes the game hopefully bigger back home. And yeah, it's definitely a big thing.
Dominic, can you expand on that a little bit? Leon doesn't like to talk about himself, and that's fair, but like he's like, he won the Hart and he won the Art Ross and the Ted Lindsay and everything. Like, that's a real big deal, for, I would assume, for a German kid. Can you talk kind of just how he's perceived in Germany, in the hockey community?
Yeah, definitely. He's the number one. That's for sure. And like I said before, it's huge. Lots of kids hopefully want to start playing hockey because of that, you know, and that's what we always hope for in Germany, that hockey gets bigger and bigger. And yeah, it's definitely a huge step forward when he's doing things like that. And just hopefully it continues.
You played a lot with him this year and then growing up. And I know it's only been a short while with McDavid, but they attack in very different ways, right? Connor's speed's obviously off the charts. For you, how do you adjust play with Connor, maybe more in the offensive zone than you would playing with Leon?
I mean, first of all, both are the elite players in the league right now, you know, so it's definitely easier. And yeah, it's you gotta play the game what they want, you know. Like you said, with Connor, it's his speed, so you try to give him the pucks in his full speed, and he's gonna do his stuff. And with Leon, it's also you wanna puck on his stick, and yeah, that's how it goes. But definitely, it's fun to play with both of them.
Yeah, it was a short and sweet from Dominic Cahoon. Stoff there, and Gregor with the questions. Yeah, I know what Leon's doing is absolutely fantastic, and good for German kids coming up. And yeah, there's a lot of quality German players now. You look at a Tim Stützle out there in Ottawa, who's going to be an absolute stud. So that was Dominic Cahoon once again. He'll start with Jesse Puljujärvi and Connor McDavid. So we were talking earlier about the TNT stuff, about their epic fail, putting up a graphic yesterday promoting the new deal with Andrew Ferris and Alex Ovechkin. And yesterday I asked you who would be your panel, and the only one I could come up with so far is James Duthie as the Ernie. I think he'd be great. He's funny. He's sharp. He doesn't force the humor. It comes natural. And he's the best. He's the best here in Canada, I think, manning the desk. So I think he'd be my pick now. I mean, we're having fun, guys. Well, TSM won't let him go out. We're having fun. It's for fun. And now, as far as the players on the panel, I mean, would it have to be three stars? Like guys that won championships like the NBA has, like Barkley and Shaq were elite of the elite. Kenny was really, really, really good. So I don't know. Like I know a lot of people throwing out Paul Bissonnette, but like that guy he's fourth line guy. Didn't play a lot. Was more of a he was the fighter. I don't know if that would work. I mean, he'd bring the humor for sure, but you also need some good analysis. So I don't know. Does it need to be a superstar? It's an interesting question. But so far I have James Duthie. Hopefully by tomorrow I'll have a player, and by Friday I'll have my other two panelists. So let me know, who would you have? I picked James Duthie as my Ernie. I'm working on the three players. And that will lead us to the question of the day. And we'll hear from Dave Tippett about this one coming up here. When it comes to the decor of the Edmonton Oilers, do you want to see a heavy dose right now of the six guys that will be starting in the playoffs? Or do you want to see more of a rotation to keep everyone fresh? Hey, here's my take on this. Until you clinch that spot, you roll with the six guys you think give the best chance to win. And the guys that give you the best chance to win are the guys that are going to go into the playoffs. Makes sense, right? So if you clinch and there's four games left, then sure, rest Larson, who plays a bruising game. Rest Darnell if you want. Rest Tyson Berry if you want. Kulikov, sure, he's an older guy. Throw Lagesson in there. Get Cuckoo some games under his belt as well. Get Russell in there. He's a wily vet that, I mean, he's always going to be ready regardless of how many games he sits out. So, yeah, it's a good question. When it comes to the D-Core, do you want to see a heavy dose of the six guys that will be starting in the playoffs or more of a rotation to keep everyone fresh? My answer is simple. Until you clinch that spot, and I mean, it's pretty secure, but until you clinch and you get that letter by your name in the standings. After that, you know, with 2-3 games left in the season, whatever it takes, then you can throw in some guys, rest some guys ahead of the playoffs, because it's going to be a grind. So I want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Last segment coming up here. I am Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, let's get to some stats for tonight's game. Edmonton-Winnipeg on the power play. Edmonton sits third in the NHL at 26%. Winnipeg fourth at 25.5%. So two very powerful teams on the man advantage. Penalty kill, Edmonton sits 18th, 79.2. They've been kind of around that range, 22 to 18 throughout the season. Winnipeg is 11th at 81.2. Faceoffs, Edmonton 15th. The Winnipeg Jets 19th. Goals for per game, Edmonton sits 8th at 3.26. Winnipeg 12th at 3.10, and goals against per game, Edmonton 12th, 2.74, and the Winnipeg Jets 14th at 2.77. So very even teams here, you know, when it comes to special teams, when it comes to goals for, goals against. I thought Winnipeg played well in the first period of last game. They in my eyes, they truly did. But Edmonton was able to find two late goals, and then kind of the wheels fell off there. So it's going to be it's the last one. But like I said in the opening, these two teams are more than likely to meet in the playoffs. So it's not the last we'll see of the very good and balanced Winnipeg Jets. Not as of late, as they're on a 4-game losing streak currently, and they want to nip that one in the butt real quick here. So let's get to the coach, Dave Tippett, as he met with the media before tonight's game. And let's kick it off with this question. He was asked, how do you eliminate a good forward-checking team like the Jets?
Well, we concentrate on what we're doing. We've got to defend a little better. We gave some chances that I think we got to clean up last game. There was some D-zone stuff that we've looked at that we want to make sure we're a little tighter on. And if you check well, you're going to have the opportunity to get the puck back and go the other way. So we play the best when we check well. And if we can get cycle stops, get this thing stopped in our own end quicker, the quicker we can go the other way. So those are things that we talk about.
Ryan McLeod will be playing in his second NHL game. It was an impressive debut for the young man, and the coach was asked what he wants to see from Ryan McLeod in his second game.
I thought he was solid, so he just builds on that. You know, like every game you go through, whether you're just starting your career in the NHL or you're a 10-year vet, every time you go out, you get knowledge with history and situations that arise. So you're right. Young players probably had some jitters that he had to get through, but I thought he was real solid. He didn't look intimidated by the game one bit. He went out there, played his game, had some opportunity to play with the puck a little bit. So he just got to build on what he did the first game. He was solid. Just keep building.
All right. I'm excited to see McLeod in his second game. Well, this is our question of the day. And Dave Tippett was also asked, with options on his decor, will he keep going with the hot guys, whatever, or go with a rotation here as we get towards the end of the season?
We're going to take it game by game and just see where we're at. But we want to have everybody, as many people ready and available as we can. So as we go down the stretch here, I don't think you'll see the same six every night, but we're just going to take it game by game.
How dare you, Dave Tippett, not listen to my strategy. But like you said there, you might see some different guys drawing here. I would still go with play the guys until you clinch, unless there's an injury, and then rest up the guys in the last 2-3 games before you kick off your first round series. And one last one here from the coach. It was a wake-up call moment for the Jets on Monday, and Dave Tippett was asked if his team had one of those moments earlier on this season.
I think every team goes through a little bit of that. We had a series against Toronto earlier where we weren't playing very well, and it's not as if we made a lot of adjustments coming out of it. We just did things better. You recognize you're going to have to do things better if you're going to if your team expects to get better. So every team goes through those little, as you say, aha moments. And, you know, as a coach, I'm sure Paul's over there and you're going to try to use every advantage you can, whether you're down or whether you're up. There's aha moments when you play real well too, that you want to keep that going. So you try to use that as a way to get your team to continue to improve. And there's aha moments on both sides, winning and losing, that you always try to use. So I expect them, you know, we capitalized on some chances early in that game. I expect them to come out and, like, we expect a really tight game, hard game tonight. And that's that can be expected from a team that just like you say, maybe had an aha moment.
Aha moment. I like that. That's going to be the name of the pod. Aha moment. And the Oilers definitely had one, like you said there, against Toronto Maple Leafs earlier on in the season, where they got swept three games and only scored the one goal. That was a bad week. Let's just leave it at that. Guys, let's get to Hernan's hot tip for tonight's game. For me, it's simple. I know I said it last game and I kind of, you know, I kicked myself yesterday and everybody came at me because I didn't believe, but I think Winnipeg's going to come in even a little bit more feisty and angry in this one. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They got embarrassed on Monday. I'm not saying they're winning. I'm just saying my hot tip for the Edmonton Oilers: survive the first 5 minutes, because I think Winnipeg's going to throw everything at Mike Smith. They're going to hit everything in sight and they're going to come out on fuego. Is it on fuego or in? I'm Spanish. I don't even know. Anyways, you know what I mean? On fire. And so I think if the Oilers survive the first 5 minutes, don't give up any goals, I think they'll be in good shape. My prediction for the game? I'm taking the Edmonton Oilers, but I'm taking them in overtime. 4-3 win for the Edmonton Oilers. I think Winnipeg, they didn't make any line changes. I still think there's going to be a much tighter game, but I think the Oilers are playing so well right now. McDavid's dominated the Winnipeg Jets, so I'm going to give the Jets a point, but I'm going to give the Oilers two. So the Oilers 4-3 in overtime, and who's scoring? I'm picking Ryan frickin' McLeod tonight.
All right.
I really liked his first game. He played, just over 14 minutes. Had a good rush there with Archibald. He created a power play. He did a lot of good stuff, and I love his speed out there. So I'm picking Ryan McLeod to score his first NHL goal tonight. Let's go, Young Buck. Let's do it. So 4-3 in overtime. Survive the first 5 minutes. Ryan McLeod gets on the board for the Edmonton Oilers. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast today. The podcast this week has done really, really good. The first two episodes, Monday and Tuesday, a lot of downloads. I truly appreciate the support. You want to get your voice heard on this podcast, DM me at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Let's get the fans involved. Playoffs are coming up here in a short time, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. It's going to be great. Playoff hockey is always just the absolute best. So, yeah, hit me up. You got something to say on the Oilers? Let me know. And just hit up the good old DM on the good old Twitter machine. Let's wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. Make sure to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. It's game day, baby.
Game on.
7 o'clock puck drop from Winnipeg. Make sure to tune in to myself and Tommy Gazzola on TSN 1260 for the post game show immediately following the game. For my producer Juanito, great job as always, and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.